Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program where you may take control of the airwaves simply by dialing in toll free to join us here on the radio at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I would like to also invite you to our Skype, where you can dial us up with Skype username lrn.fm. All you have to do is send a contact request first. Once we notice that come in, we'll approve it, and that takes usually no more than about a segment of the show. So once you're approved, it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype, and then you'll sound better than pretty much anybody that's ever on the phones with us. But the phones are still there, too, if you'd like to use that number. It's 855-450-FREE, and again, Skype us at username lrn.fm. The us tonight includes me, Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
And we've got some sex-related stories here to start the show out with tonight. Mark had a story about this call girl. He's had it in his show prep for a few days, and we haven't had a chance to get to it. I did tease it a few times last night, and I feel like, you know, I feel an obligation to talk about this because, well, it's not nice to tease. Anyway, businessinsider.com. It's not nice to tease and then don't pay it off.
It's nice to tease, and sometimes people pay the call girls to tease them.
It's true. If you're consenting to be teased, then that's one thing. But to tease somebody and not...
Really, you're such a tease.
Not give a payoff, that's not very nice. And then also on the way, speaking of call girls, Daryl, you've got a story about escort sites. Whether or not your pictures, not you, Daryl, necessarily, but you, the listener...
Wow,
are being used on escort sites.
I don't know what I would
say
to that.
That's the claim from Daily Dot.
I can tell where your minds are going.
And then, Danica, you've got a story about sleepover fears. Are parents getting way too freaked out over their daughters having sleepover parties?
Well, it's not just daughters. It applies to sons, too. But, I found this article, and I'm just kind of thinking, are people being a little paranoid?
Let's get into that here. When we get the chance, your calls, of course, come first if you make them at 855-450-FREE. This is from businessinsider.com. In Super Freakonomics, we profiled a high-end escort whose entrepreneurial skills and understanding of economics made her a financial success. We call her Allie, which is neither her real nor professional name. There was so much interest in Allie after the book came out that she agreed to field reader questions on the blog. They are paraphrased below, along with Allie's answers. Question: can you tell us how you became an escort and what your family thinks or knows about your occupation? Answer: my parents don't know about my work or anything else about my sex life. I was a programmer when I decided to quit my job and become an escort. I was
probably makes a lot better money being an escort.
I bet she does.
I remember reading this in Freakonomics. It's really interesting.
So you read the original? Because this is supposedly follow-up.
Oh, it's a follow-up.
Yeah,
okay.
So they had, I guess, an original
interview
with her.
Yes, there was the original, and it's a really, really fascinating read, so this should be interesting.
Yeah, this is brand new as of May 17th, so this came out within the last week, according to Business Insider. So she says, I was single and meeting people through a popular dating website. Finding someone special proved to be difficult, but I did meet many nice men. I'd grown up in a repressive small town, and I was, at that time, looking to understand my own sexuality. I've never attached my self-worth to some idea of virginity or monogamy, but I still had not really explored many of my desires. I was meeting people living alternative lifestyles, and as I got to know them, the stereotype that I'd built up started to come apart. During this time, I was in my mid-20s, and I had an active sex life. One day, I decided to enter the occupation of escort on an online instant messaging profile. Within seconds, I had many responses, and after about a week of talking to a few people, I decided to meet a dentist at a hotel. The experience wasn't glamorous, or nearly as sexy as I thought that it might be. And how could it be, really? This is business, right? You know, somebody is hiring.
Might be awkward, too.
Somebody is, I'm sure it is. Because, you know, think about it, many of the men who would be buying the services of an escort or a prostitute are likely fairly awkward, because maybe they're having trouble getting with women in other normal circumstances, or maybe they're just cheating on their wife and they're not so awkward. But
right, and there's the third category that most people don't think of, that are people that are very well off, mm-hmm. that have no trouble getting women, but have very, shall we say, interesting fetishes and desires.
Are we talking like 50 Shades of Grey or something like that? What are you getting at?
Sometimes that, sometimes just things that you don't really want to ask a normal person to do.
So like, too freaky for the
water sports,
okay,
if you will.
I imagine it would be hard to find an escort who's willing to do that as well.
No, actually not.
You've tried this?
No, I have not. I used to work at a jail.
Uh-huh.
And while they would not let the male guards work in the female unit,
interesting,
the female guards would relay stories to us about conversations that they overheard.
So the female
in the
guards
female unit
would work in the male units?
Sometimes.
Okay.
And they would also work in the female unit,
right,
but the male guards would never work in the female unit.
Got it.
And most of the women that were in this particular jail were in for prostitution. And they would have conversations among one another about prices and various things.
Ah, okay.
And they would discuss prices for Golden Shower, and apparently the going rate as of 15 years ago was $450.
All right, well, there you go. More information than you ever thought you'd learn about an act like that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So she says, however, I came away from the experience thinking it wasn't bad. I began to think that if I just had one appointment per month, I could pay my car loan with it and have a little extra money. Eventually, I chose to work as an escort exclusively. At that time, the reason I gave up my programming job was the free time. I was caring for a family member with a serious illness. The free time and money was a huge benefit.
Oh, yeah.
Question. Do you have any moral problem with what you do? Answer. I do not have a moral problem with having sex for money as long as it's safe and between consenting adults. However, I have always been concerned about how the social and legal issues may affect my future and the people that I love.
So this brings up an interesting point that I like to bring up whenever somebody says, we need to ban prostitution.
It's already happened.
Right, but
keep it banned, you mean?
Right, keep it banned or in places where it's legal, like Nevada. Most of Nevada, it's legal. You know, it needs to be banned. Like, nobody should ever exchange anything for sex. And my question has always been, what is the moral difference between paying someone for sexual services and having a one-night stand with somebody that you bought drinks for at the bar?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Not a damn thing. If somebody does think there's a difference, I want to hear the answer to the question at toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
Generally, the response that I get is, well, it's just different.
Sure.
But they can't, different, like, you know, explain how or why.
Because money is the root of all evil. Is that it? Money's the root of all evil? As long as you're paying with alcohol, it's totally cool.
But it's not even money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of money that is listed as the root of all evil.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I think that there are a lot of people who do believe that money is the root of all evil.
Right.
I don't believe that. I want to make it clear I don't think that about money. I think money is a tool, and if you want to use money for evil, you can do that. If you want to use money for good, you can do that too.
Right.
And I don't think that there's anything immoral about selling sex. I mean, ultimately, you're trading something for sex.
Right.
Whether you're trading something as simple as drinks at a bar, like you're talking about, Daryl, or trading more time and effort, like, you know, courting someone, taking them out to dinner and, you know, spending time getting to know them. I don't want to make it sound like that's all mercenary just to get sex.
Right.
But certainly that's one of the benefits of having a relationship is that sex usually happens.
Right.
Amidst that.
And remember when Michelle Seven was on the show, she would talk about the various things that her and her ex-husband would come up with of, you know, you do laundry and I'll do this for you. You wash the dishes and, you know, X, Y, and Z.
Isn't that just chores, though? Isn't that what you normally do? Just chores and do?
Well,
you can incentivize
the man
chores.
Doesn't necessarily do all of the chores, so she would incentivize the husband
I
to
see.
Do some of the chores.
So what kind of clients do you have is another question for the escort, the professional. She says, my clients are generally white, married, and professional males between 40 and 50 years old with incomes over $100,000 a year. She is a very high-end escort. They tend to be doctors, lawyers, and businessmen looking to get away for a few hours in the middle of the day. 855-453, that's the toll-free number here. We'll tell you more about this lady and what she has to say. 855-453, you can join us here and share your thoughts on prostitution. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the oldest profession, so they say, prostitution. In this case, a very high-end prostitute, or a.k.a. an escort, which, of course, is just a front for prostitution, and everybody knows it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Also, you can check out some great liberty-oriented columns and articles and news over at freedomsphoenix.com. It's where they're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day at freedomsphoenix.com. Readers over there are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. And, of course, the police state is certainly something that affects the folks in the prostitution business. The cops are frequently out in mid- to large-sized cities doing undercover sting operations, trying to arrest Johns and prostitutes for just engaging in consensual behavior with one another most of the time. Sometimes there's some violence involved that's either on the John side or the prostitute side. Certainly Johns have been robbed by prostitutes who will have like some sort of bruiser who comes with them and robs the John. Or the prostitute will just, you know, rob him while he's asleep or something like that. And then there's also Johns, who are violent psychopaths who will beat and severely maim or possibly murder prostitutes. So that works both ways. But that has more to do with the fact that prostitution is prohibited than it does anything that has to do with prostitution.
Right, because in the places where it's legal or, and I hate even talking about where it's regulated because, you know, like that's not really a free market there, but in the places to where the business can be conducted openly, you don't have these problems.
Exactly right. And that's because of, you know, open market competition. If you are openly running a brothel, then you can have security on site. You don't have to, you know, the girls today are having to meet clients in a lot of places like hotel rooms or motels and usually late at night. This young lady is saying she's meeting clients in the middle of the day and she's meeting very high-end clients, so odds are good she's going to be a little bit safer. She's actually vetting her clients, as we'll find out here in a moment. But, you know, a lower-level prostitute isn't going to go through that much vetting. They just want to make some money.
Right, and there's a couple different kinds of prostitutes. There's the high-end prostitutes that may or may not work through an agency. And the agency, if they do work through an agency, the agency does some vetting for them. If they don't work through an agency, they do their own sort of vetting.
Mm-hmm.
There's the more low-end that still works through an agency where they do some vetting. And then there's the streetwalking prostitutes where there's absolutely no vetting at all.
Yes,
and it's generally the ones that are walking the streets that wind up running into the troubles.
Yep, that's absolutely the case. So if you want to share your thoughts, maybe your experiences in the world of prostitution as a John or a prostitute or maybe as a cop. And maybe you're a cop that actually came around on this issue. Maybe, you know, because we've certainly talked over the years to cops who have changed their minds on the war on drugs. I don't know if we've ever talked to a cop who's sort of changed their mind through experience about the war on prostitutes and the war on Johns, if you will.
I don't know. I know I've read a lot of stories about cops that have used sex as basically a means of getting compliance from women that they've pulled over. Of say, if you give me this sexual favor, I will make your ticket go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's coercion, right?
Right. But it's still a form of prostitution because the way the laws are written in most places is receiving, I forget the exact wording used in New Hampshire, but it's basically receiving anything in exchange for.
That's an interesting claim.
So, like, I will cook you supper and you do X, technically, if it's agreed upon beforehand, is prostitution.
I think that's not, I don't think it's fair to call that prostitution because prostitution is a consensual act between people. This is essentially sex slavery. I mean, this is forced sex slavery is what it is. It's temporary, you know, in that the officer is, in most cases, going to let the person go and is probably not going to take them to their dungeon and lock them up and, you know, torture them for several months, years, or whatever. That's probably not going to happen. They're just going to perform the sex act. They're going to be let go. That's absolutely coercive, and I don't think it's fair to call that prostitution.
Well, based on the wording of the statute,
yeah.
And that's all I'm saying, based on the wording of statutes, that would be prostitution.
Okay.
I just pulled up the definition in New Hampshire. A person is guilty of a misdemeanor if the person solicits, agrees to perform, or engages in sexual contact or penetration in return for consideration.
The consideration being, I won't write you a ticket.
The consideration being anything. I won't write you the ticket. I'll give you $20. I'll buy you drinks.
Anything like that.
Well, would I won't beat you also be consideration?
It could be.
I don't think you can say that.
I didn't write the statute.
I understand that, but
I can only
tell
you what my interpretation of it is.
Consideration is generally part of a contract. Consideration is something that you give in order to return, you know, in order to receive something in return as part of a voluntary agreement. As soon as you bring in a gun into that situation, I don't think you could really call that consideration because that's not a valid contract at
that
point.
Right, you're being forced to perform at that point.
Right, but there are so many things that you were forced to do, like the whole government with the consent of the governed. Your consent is forced consent. Because you have no way of opting out.
All right. I don't consider that consent. That's, you know, you're under the threat of violence. You do what you have to under the threat of violence. I don't know. You're welcome to share your thoughts on this. I think consideration is a word that has to do with contracts and agreements. And if there's
I think
force
that's
involved,
probably the intent
yeah.
behind what they wrote. But based on what they wrote, it could be anything.
Hmm. Well, I highly doubt the cop is going to arrest the girl that he then has give him a BJ in return for letting her go on the speeding ticket.
Right, and I don't think another cop is going to arrest the cop for doing it. I'm just saying, technically, based on the wording of the statute,
yeah.
cops that force sexual favors should be arrested for prostitution, plus sexual assault, plus they should be fired for being
okay.
a horrible person.
But that would also mean the girl would be a prostitute as well, right? You would then, by definition, according to your interpretation, she would also be guilty of prostitution.
Some states only arrest the John.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, here's more questions for the prostitute. The question is, how many of your clients are married men? Answer, almost all of my clients are married. I would easily say over 90%.
Hold on. Before you continue, yes. Let me skip down here. It is a felony in New Hampshire to compel another person by force or intimidation into performing a sex act.
Okay. That sounds more appropriate.
Yes.
So, anyway, going on here, they are generally not men that couldn't have an affair if they wanted to, but the men who want this tryst with no strings attached, they're men who want to keep their lives at home intact, meaning that rather than have some girlfriend on the side that they have to keep happy.
They want just a one-time thing, usually, or
they're going on business,
they feel like it.
They're in Vegas or wherever it is they're going on business, and they call this girl so they can get some action and then not have her bother them later on and
right.
call their cell phone the wrong time or something. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
You're suffering from EP. The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves. Waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us here on the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the interview here done, conducted by the authors of Freakonomics, and now I guess they have Super Freakonomics. They are Stephen Levitt and Stephen Dubner. They are doing a follow-up interview with one of the people that they put in their book originally, Allie, who is a prostitute or an escort, very high-end. Her customers make an average of over $100,000 per year. They're between 40 and 50 years old, doctors, lawyers, businessmen, those kind of folks. And we got more questions here for her to answer. We're going to get into more of it here in moments. But first, let's go to Armed Truth, calling from South California or South Carolina. I'm not sure. Where are you, Armed Truth?
Southern California.
Excellent, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I have one thing regarding, I was listening to the podcast from yesterday at work today about Johnson and his upset, you know, how he was about New Hampshire. I just have to say, I think you guys do a good job in the way you describe it. My brother moved there for a while, and he really enjoyed it. He had to leave because of his job. But I don't know, Johnson just kind of sounded like, a little child. Like a kid who was, you know, the kid in high school gets, someone makes a comment to him, and he is upset forever about it or something. I don't know.
He was being a very negative Nancy last night about the Free State Project.
Okay, so for those of us that weren't listening, can you fill us in?
Yeah, that's what I was about to do. So last night on the show, there was a discussion towards the end of the program where Johnson was claiming that on Free Talk Live, we have oversold New Hampshire and how great the community is here. And he says he believes it needs to be undersold. I feel like we've been very fair with how we've talked about New Hampshire here on Free Talk Live. We had James actually call in, who's a relatively new mover. He lives in Dover, and he called in to say he felt like we'd been underselling it, that the community was even better than he had imagined it to be based on what he heard.
But, I mean, it really depends on the crowd that you hang out with, because you know some people that are just so severely jaded with, you know, you, for example.
Sure. Yeah,
but you're going to find that in any community, really.
I mean, as far as the community, though, do you feel, Danica, that the Free State Project was oversold to you or undersold?
You know, that...
Something else.
That, yeah, that is a really good question. I was thinking about that, listening to it, because I was also listening to it at work. And I think in some ways I was not prepared for some of the... I don't want to say struggles, because that sounds like too big of a word, but there were definitely some surprises that I was not prepared for. I think overall it's great, but I've mostly been here in Keene. I haven't really been out to Manchester or Portsmouth or any of the other kind of hubs to see what that community is like.
So what was one of the struggles you weren't expecting?
I was not expecting how expensive everything was, and the job that I have does not pay as well as I was kind of led to believe.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the community.
Right, exactly.
Of
it's,
here,
just,
right?
It's mostly just about New Hampshire itself.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, the people that I have been able to interact with are, for the most part, great people. You know, I enjoy working with you, Ian. I enjoy being your friend. I enjoy working with Daryl. And I enjoy working with different kinds of people. But I've definitely met some sketchy people that I would just never want to associate with.
Sure.
But again, you're going to find that in any community.
Yeah, and that's what I've said, is that, you know, if you've got 1,000 people, and we have 1,700 of them here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, there's a good chance some of them are not going to be who they claim to be. Some of them are going to be people that are trying to take advantage of others. And, you know, you definitely need to be careful when you're meeting new people.
Absolutely.
And there is this sort of a mindset of, oh, it's Libertopia, and now I can trust everyone. And if you come into it with that mindset, then you're likely to, at some point, encounter someone who's willing to take advantage of you. And that's not a black mark on the movement or anything like that. That's just a statement about human beings. And
yes.
Numbers of human beings.
Right. And you also have the people that basically want to stir drama, if you will. So there are, you know, times when I will refer to the Free State Project as the Drama State Project, because it seems as though there's a small group of people, and it is a small group of people, that every time you turn around, they're starting something with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, really, more drama from this guy? And it's always the person that says, I don't like drama. It just seems to find me.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder why that is.
Right. So, Armed Truth, your thoughts?
Yeah, exactly. I got to agree with Daryl. It's my whole take from what Johnson was saying is exactly that. He says, oh, the drama. I don't want the drama. But it sounds like that's all he is a part of, his drama. He's exactly, to me, I don't know him personally, obviously, but it kind of sounded like that. But I don't know. That's what I was thinking today. But what I really was calling in about was, just with the whole police state and all the murders, you know, that are going on, it kind of bugs me that all that people talk about is race, and it's always, you know, Black Lives Matter and it's race, when instead of separating everybody by this race boundary, instead, why isn't it not those citizens versus the state versus the police? They throw race into it, and it kind of, to me, it deviates from the real problem. The root of the problem is the police itself. And then so when you bring race into it, then people who otherwise maybe would support against the police, it's this big divide. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you a three-word answer, and it basically explains everything to where stuff gets fragmented. Are you ready? Divide and conquer. So you get people to fight amongst one another instead of against, you know, like the bigger, more oppressive entity, and, well, now there's not a united front to say, like, you know, police right. should stop killing people, because you have some people that are saying, well, police need to stop killing black people. And other people are like, wait, what about the, you know, white people that got murdered? Oh, well, they don't matter because white privilege.
Yeah, exactly.
I totally agree with Daryl on this one. I think that, you know, when you talk to people on the ground, and you can see this in like places like Baltimore and in Missouri as well, in Ferguson, where I think it was Michael Brown's sister or one of his family members made a statement about, you know, this isn't about black versus white. This is about the police.
Power struggle.
Yeah, this is about the police and abuse from the police just across the board. I saw similar comments from people in Baltimore as well. But when you look at the mainstream media's narrative of it, it's all about the race.
Right.
And so that's a way to distract the viewers from the real problem, which is, of course, police abuse and violence on the part of the police and out of control cops and no accountability and, you know, all the problems with the police. If you can make it seem like, oh, well, it's all about race and, you know, some bad cops, there's only a few bad apples and we need to get rid of the racist cops and have some reforms, that makes it seem like it's less of a problem than it really is, I think. And so I share the concerns, and I think the only thing we can really do about it is create our own media, which we're doing. You know, we've got Free Talk Live, and of course there's the Free Thought Project and copblock.org. These are two great websites that do a fine job of cataloging police violence and abuse. Photography is not a crime, .com. You know, we can create our own media today that can compete with the mainstream media and get the more accurate message about what the problem really is out there.
And Ian, I just want to add something before we throw it back to Armed Truth. You mentioned something that is a huge pet peeve of mine.
Hmm.
When people say just a few bad apples, they never finish the idiom. The idiom is a few bad apples spoil the bunch.
That's true.
Yeah. It's not a few bad apples and the rest of the apples are okay. No, a few bad apples make the whole batch terrible.
Right. Yep. Armed Truth, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a great point, Daryl. They never do finish that. And that's the whole meaning of the saying, is that a few bad apples ruins everything. But they, you know, they choose to leave that out. So, yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. I thought, those are great points, and hopefully it'll change. And between your guys' show and LRN, I'm a big fan of Scott Horton's show as well.
Cool.
You know, change. You know, it's. I think it's a good thing. So yeah, hopefully it'll change.
Thanks,
dude. I don't know. It's with you guys, yeah.
Appreciate the call tonight. Armed Truth, 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got more coming up from the escort, high-end call girl. She's answering some questions from the readers of not just Business Insider here, that's where it's being published, but the Freakonomics authors, who apparently you would have read the original Danica, the original interview with this young lady, Allie, which is not her real name or her professional name, but there are now questions from readers that they wanted to know from this young lady about her career as an escort. We'll find out more about it here in a moment, and your calls and thoughts are also welcome at 855-453. That's 855-450-37. Join us here on the radio on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. 4610 Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here. Your thoughts on prostitution certainly are welcome. Escort services. We're specifically talking about a high-end call girl. Here at BusinessInsider.com with a story from the authors of Freakonomics. They're following up with a young lady that they interviewed for their book, and they got a bunch of questions from some of their readers, what they wanted to ask this high-end prostitute, and we're going to continue with some of those questions and answers, but maybe you've had experience in the business, either on the side of a John or the prostitute side. So you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE or on the enforcement side as well, 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, the story from Business Insider. How many of your clients are married men? She says over 90%. They're the kind of men who's, you know, making over $100,000 a year. They're going out on business. They would like to have sex, but they would prefer to not have to have to cultivate a girlfriend, right? Because
right.
Cultivating a girlfriend would mean
that takes work.
Yeah, there's work
and
involved.
Two cell phones.
Right, two cell phones, phone calls, text messages, emails, and then, you know, you got to hide that stuff because most of these guys are probably cheating on their wives.
Right.
Question, what do your clients' wives know or think about them coming to you? Answer, I rarely got the opportunity to find out if the wives were okay with it, but I did see several couples, so I assume they were okay with it. I suspect that many of the wives are not aware and would not be okay with it, but nonetheless, that's just my suspect. That's what I suspect. A question here. Do you know the real names of your clients? Yes, always. I insist that they give me their full names and their place of work so that I can contact them there before we meet. I also check their identification when we meet. I also use verification companies, which assist escorts in verification of clients. These companies do the verification of the client and put them in a database so that when the client wants to meet with a girl for the first time, he doesn't have to go through the verification process again. For a fee, I can call in and they will tell me if the client has a history of giving the girls problems, where he works, and his full name. Question, what are your out-of-pocket costs? Answer, $300 to $500 a month for my online basic ads, $100 a year for the website, $100 a month for a phone, and $1,500 a year for photography.
Hold on. She needs a cheaper cell phone if it's costing her $100 a month.
Yeah, a lot of people pay about $100 a month for a phone.
Yeah, typically average.
What? Verizon, when I was with Verizon, it was $100 a month easy.
Yeah,
I paid $35 a month.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can get the monthly plans, but I don't know, maybe she really likes 4G or something.
Okay, if I went with the company that I have to get the unlimited text, talk, and data, it would cost me, I think, $55 or $60
Well, she probably wants a better phone so that no matter where she goes, she's probably will get better coverage. That's one of the reasons why Verizon tends to be more expensive is that they cover a lot of the U.S., whereas maybe Sprint. I mean, Sprint doesn't have a lot of coverage here in New Hampshire, for example, and sometimes I can't get a signal or squad.
Well, now, I'm on the Sprint network, and the only place that I don't get coverage that most other people do is north of Concord.
Well, now look, when you're on Straight Talk from Walmart, they have different providers that they contract with. So I can get I've got a Straight Talk phone. The phone I have actually runs on Verizon Towers.
Mm.
So I have that Verizon coverage. But what it wouldn't run on would be any of the partners that Verizon has done deals with. So if Verizon has an agreement with Sprint to provide them service in areas where Verizon doesn't have coverage, this phone wouldn't work on those Sprint towers. So you don't get I don't think you get the full Verizon roaming coverage out of this. You just get like the actual Verizon coverage out of it. So the coverage isn't quite as good as the Verizon package. Plus, with the monthly plans like you and I are on, Daryl, I don't think you're getting 4G, and I don't think you would get 4G for $45 a month.
I'm in a place that actually has 4G, like Manchester or Concord, I get 4G.
You do. Right. When I'm there, I get 4G, but I don't get any 4G here in Keene. I never had
it on
Sprint.
That's because Keene doesn't have 4G.
I realize that. I'm just saying I've never gotten any sort of...
That's true.
Not for Sprint. I know AT&T has 4G here, but that's the only provider I know of that has 4G here.
So anyway, back to this young lady's story. She says, if I was touring, then there would be extra expenses such as travel costs, hotels, and more advertising costs. Question. Do you have any regrets about your chosen profession? Answer, being an escort provided me with many opportunities that I'm not sure I would have gotten had I not been an escort. That said, my choice to become an escort had a definite cost associated with it beyond the advertising, photos, and websites. I believe it is close to impossible to have a healthy relationship while working, so it can be a lonely life. In addition, hiding my job from my friends and family proved to be difficult for many reasons. And I imagine that it could be difficult to have this career because I wonder how many guys would be okay with it. I mean, there's a real possessiveness between in relationships, at least in the United States. I don't know about other countries and how people interact there.
Honest question for you two. If you met a girl and you thought she was great, she seemed like a really awesome girl, and you found out that she was a high-end escort, not just an escort, but someone like this, like Allie, who was making pretty good money, would you be okay with her job?
I'd be fine with it as long as she was being safe and you know,
right,
using protection.
How about you, Daryl?
I will have to concur with Ian.
All right.
Question, how do you think prostitution would change if it were legalized?
But before you answer that question, something that you had mentioned where she said about it was difficult to have a healthy relationship.
Right.
Close
to impossible, she says.
Right. I recall seeing a story a couple of days ago about an escort from, I think it was Australia, who the story was she had been an escort for like 10 or 12 years, had slept with like 10,000 guys, and now she's looking for love. Like she's done with the business, she's made all the money she wants to make, now she's looking for love, and apparently thousands of guys have already proposed to this woman that they have never met.
Wow, okay.
And my guess is they're thinking, okay, sugar mama.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I guess the same question would apply if a girl was formally an escort and claims that she was no longer in the business, would you be okay with dating her?
I don't see what the problem would be with that. But yeah, you can make a lot of money at this, right? I mean, if you're doing a high-end clientele and you don't put the money you're making up your nose or in your arm or something like that, then you can make a lot of money.
Right.
And so if you have the ability to save that money, then you could retire relatively quickly as a high-end escort. So the next question for her is, how do you think prostitution would change if it were legalized? Would you want your own child to become a prostitute? Now, it's two different questions, but going on here. Answer, if the social and legal ramifications were gone, I think that being an escort might be like being a therapist. I've never been a therapist, so my knowledge is obviously limited. Like most escorts, a therapist sells his or her skills by the hour. A therapist also has to meet people for the first time, not knowing who's walking in the door, and many have their own offices and work alone. In addition, the session is generally private and requires discretion. I imagine that many times therapists have patients that they like and some they don't. A therapist's revenue, like almost all other occupations, probably increases if a client feels that the therapist likes them. I don't mean to imply that I have the skills of a trained therapist or to in any way demean what they do. I'm just observing some obvious similarities. If I had a child, before she goes on with the child answer, the question about therapy. I think I agree with her on that. I mean, there's just so much loneliness in this world and people who don't have the social skills to interact with somebody of the opposite or same sex or whatever it is their sex they're attracted to. To have the ability to pay someone to have a conversation or to, you know, have sex or whatever, because a lot of what goes on in these world, in the sort of the world of the underground sex trade, at least from my understanding of it, having known women who've worked in this trade, there's a lot of guys who just want to talk. They just want to have someone to talk to and someone to
Absolutely.
To listen to them. So
and
there's
I think
a lot of that.
At some point in the interview, in the book at least, she talks about how one of the, I guess, strangest experiences she had was that all the guy wanted is talk. Like there was no,
no
sex whatsoever. They were sitting and talking for a couple of hours and that was it.
Yep, I totally believe that. And I think that's probably more common than
I agree too.
Really
yeah, and I've got a couple of friends that used to be call girls.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stories that they've told me, it's just that. Like, you know, some guy that might be a little older doesn't really want to, you know, try doing the dating thing, calls up the girl, she comes over, and they just, like, stay up all night talking.
Yep.
Because he's lonely. He wants an attractive female to spend time with him. And so, like, the disclaimer that they put out of the money that you pay me is for my time only, and yep. anything else that happens is for or between consenting adults.
Right.
You know, most people are like, yeah, okay, like, you're getting paid to go have sex.
Usually they probably
sometimes
are.
Sometimes you're not. So, you know, sometimes it is just
amateur
being spent together.
Right. So we'll come back with more. And the other question was, what if she had a child? Would she want her own child to become a prostitute? So we'll share that with you here in moments. And there's a few more questions as well. We'll get to those. 855-450-FREE. Then on the way, Daryl's got a story about photos of yours maybe being stolen for an escort website. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the superstate and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.